Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for Friday, February the 12th. It's a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled, we're taking America back. One heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday as well. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And wow, do we talk hard-hitting on your radio. Now you say, what do you mean, Sam, hard-hitting talk and peaceful, and that doesn't make any sense? Revolution, restoration, what are you talking about? You're just into code words for your hostile, hate-filled, belligerent agenda. I digress. What are you talking about, Sam? You digress. You know what? I've told you this a gazillion times. We stand for peace, ladies and gentlemen. And those who tell you different absolutely lie to you. All right? We do not advocate for violence. We never have. Were there a contingent of people who went to the Capitol and committed violence? Absolutely. Are they from the left and the right and everywhere in between in all walks of life? Without a doubt. Was there trouble in Charlottesville? In my personal opinion, kind of a case preparation for the Capitol riots? Absolutely. But it's not done by the average American, whether they're a Trump supporter, whether they're a Biden supporter, whether they're a Bernie Sanders supporter, whether they're a Ben Carson supporter, whether they're a Mitt Romney supporter, whether they're a Rand Paul supporter. Okay, I don't know. Whether they're a Sam Bushman supporter, a Rush Limbaugh supporter. See, none of those things matter if you want the truth, folks. The truth is, we the people matter. And we the people, for the most part, are not for violence. Yes, there are violent groups. There are bad apples in every group. But I'm telling you right now, we stand peaceful. We always have. And we will remain peaceful. Self-defense, if required, is not violence. In fact, it's the effort to stop violence. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. It is a fantastic, faith-filled Friday. We had our guest on, Mr. Brian Rust, yesterday, first hour, rustquittinggift.com. We talked about, quote, Trump on trial. The problem with Patrick Leahy, the leader, right? Patrick Leahy, the multi-decade senator, he juggles his responsibility as judge, juror, and witness. Now, folks, that's a conflict of interest like you've ever heard of in your life. But nevertheless, the Constitution calls for the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court to be the one to preside over the impeachment trial of a president. Well, they claim he's not president, so that's not necessary. But then they claim they have the right to try just an average citizen? Folks, what they say just is not honest. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. We also talked about the Honest Money Report, gold and silver. We talked about electric car maker Tesla has invested $1.5 billion in Bitcoin, and believe it or not, interestingly enough, that's the exact subsidy we, the taxpayers, paid to Elon Musk. Wow, what a shame on that. The company said that it's trying to maximize its return on its cash holdings. Where did it get so much cash holdings? You and me, the taxpayer, that's where. What a shame. According to researchers at Cambridge University, in terms of annual energy consumption, they say Bitcoin uses more energy than Argentina, the Netherlands, and the Arab Emirates. Wow. Where's the environmentalists when you need them, huh? That's why I always tell people don't dip your toe in the crypto. Twitter says Trump will never be allowed back. When you're removed from the platform, you're removed from the platform, they say. Sounds like free speech, huh? Democrats edited an impeachment video, dishonestly exclude Trump's call for peaceful assembly. Mainstream bogus lies, ladies and gentlemen. They say before the riot, anger crackled on talk radio. I don't disagree that people may be angry, but to link that to violence is the dishonest part. Forget pandemic, they say. Start thinking in terms of endemic. Yeah, they say the COCO, coronavirus, might be with us forever like the flu, says the Wall Street Journal. They're setting the stage, folks. War between Mike Lindell, that's the MyPillow CEO guy, and the Dominion Voting Systems folks heats up. Mike Lindell is begging to be sued. MyPillow CEO, though, defends his documentary proving vote fraud. The debate rages on. Aunt Jemima Pancake Mix officially has a new name, Pearl Milling Company. I always thought of racism when I ate Aunt Jemima, didn't you? Not. We also talked about overruled NBA dunks on Mark Cuban. Mark wanted to get rid of the national anthem, and the NBA said, nope, we're singing it. Very interesting. I personally, you know, think the organization can decide what they want to. We had Angie Mandione with us, second hour. AMAC.us, become a member today. We talked about explosives are missing from a Marine Corps base. Nine Palms had some explosives missing. And sadly, we're not hearing anything about that national security crisis. It's interesting to me how the border leaks like a sieve, but yet the Capitol, we got to make sure no one goes in. Limbaugh's producer, Bo Snerdly, our prayers are with Rush. God is not done with you yet. You still have more to do for this country. I pray that's true. CDC begins recommending to wear two masks. Why not make it three? Don't they say three is the charm? Joe Biden says schools don't need to disclose their financial ties to the Communist Nation of China. What? And we finished up with Andy Mangione talking about these two bills, H.R. 1 in the House and S.1 in the Senate. They call it the For the People Act of 2021, but folks, all it is For the Government Having More Power Act. It is out of control and will violate your rights and will absolutely pervert your vote, taken over by the nationalists. It is disaster on steroids. Reject H.R. 1 and the equivalent S.1. Without further ado, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Welcome back, my good friend.
Good to be back, Sam. Thank you.
There's so much to discuss. It's hard to talk about. The big trial for the impeachment is underway, and if we got some barn burner details. They started out by editing a video, taking out the part where Donald Trump peacefully asked people to go to the Capitol, and he said do so peacefully and patriotically. They edited that out and just kind of made it sound way more violent than it was. But now the snafus continue on the Republican or the prosecutorial side. Is that how you say it? Of the debate, the prosecutors, if you will. I don't know. They call it the House counsel or whatever. But they're dishonest, and Mike Lee caught them at it, for starters. Senator Mike Lee forces Democrats to correct false impeachment testimony. He said those statements are simply not true. Bob Unruh, WND.com, with the piece. They are contrary to fact. Lee said of comments that came from Dave Cicilline. I guess he's a Democrat of Rhode Island or something like that. Cicilline is part of the Democrats' new impeachment case, claimed that Mr. Lee, that's Mike Lee, said that President Trump was trying to convince Tommy Tuberville, to play games with the certification of the elections. Anyway, the bottom line is that they did it and they got caught. And Mike Lee said, that's not what I said at all. Retract this from the record. The facts are different. Anyway, the bottom line is Lee challenged Cicilline's claims. Tonight, the impeachment House managers made false claims, mischaracterizing Lee's account. Senator Lee objected, asked that the false statements be removed from the record. They finally agreed to remove the false statements, but they first had to protest. Lee says he's the only witness, says the statements are simply not the facts. And so Leahy, that's Patrick Leahy, tried to reject Lee's request for a correction, arguing that it was not consistent with the Senate rules, but Lee appealed and won. Anyway, then Cicilline, or Jamie Raskin, I guess, said that Cicilline correctly read this from a newspaper account, but sorry, it was not factual, therefore it's going to be removed. Now, there's another snafu, and I want you to get to a few of these, but you got the Mike Lee one. You got the faking of the video, the second one. Now, earlier this week, House impeachment manager, Representative, how do you say it? Negus? Joe Negus? Anyway, this guy, basically, he was caught mischaracterizing the opinions of prominent constitutional scholar Jonathan Turley. Anyway, Negus claimed that Turley's opinion about retroactive trials, you know, was, anyway, bottom line is he said, you know, you believe these trials are legitimate, and he made it sound like that was Jonathan Turley's current view. Well, Jonathan Turley now strikes back and says, nah, I might have had that view about 20 years ago, but you know what? It's simply not the facts, Turley said. It's not what I believe at all. No one reached out to check in with me. And so he said, if my views of 21 years ago are pitched as if they're now, if they're going to be cited as reason, then I'd really appreciate using my old pictures when I'm really thin, as if it's right now as well. He kind of joked, but Turley noted that another legal analyst, Lawrence Tribe, also bizarrely claimed that Turley argued for this recently. It turns out that it's a big old lie. So when we get back, we'll talk about this in more detail with Lowell Nelson. They're just committing lie after lie after lie after lie. Is anybody going to hold these criminals in the prosecutorial chair accountable? Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
And it looks like these mistakes, so-called blunders, aren't really mistakes or blunders. They're doing it on purpose, Lowell. They know full well they'll never make an impeachment land on the Donald. But they also know they can basically besmirch and destroy his reputation. And that's their effort. That's what they're gunning for, sir. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's divisive what they're doing. I think they continue to want to divide and conquer. I think they want to set Americans at odds with Americans because they're easier to control that way. It's really a big waste of time and money when you think about it. They're impeaching, you know, they've impeached an officer of the government who no longer is serving. You know, the sole remedy for for someone who's convicted of high crimes and misdemeanors is simply removal from office. And, of course, he's not in the office anymore. So, I just think it's a huge waste of time and money. And we have much better things to do than be, you know, wrestling in the mud with the bigs on these things. So, I think that John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute has an even better idea. He says, let's impeach the deep state and this cabal of government operatives from every point along the political spectrum, right, left, and center, meaning deep state is in all parties. It's not just one party. It's everywhere. Let's impeach the deep state for conspiring to expand the federal government's power. I mean, that would be worthy of it. I mean, there's so many reasons you could impeach your president nowadays, you know, for violating the Constitution, for arrogating power he doesn't have, but, you know, you'd have to impeach most of the congressmen, too. So, you know, what you going to do?
Well, I find it very interesting. The details, to me, are fascinating. All right, so Lee forces Democrats to correct the record. The video was faked and manipulated evidence. Now Dems blunder over tweet during impeachment hearing. Inappropriately changed the word Calvary to cavalry. So Calvary to cavalry. I'm trying to be very... Jennifer Lawrence is the girl involved in this. Lawrence told Just the News that Calvary is a reference to a prayer vigil. Do the Democrats understand the difference between Calvary and cavalry? So the author of a tweet used by the House Democrats on Thursday in support of their impeachment trial, they changed it to make their point. They never talked with her about their change. Just the News reported that Jennifer Lawrence, she's a Christian, she said she deliberately used the word Calvary because they're working on a prayer vigil. And in fact, they had one. Calvary refers to where Jesus was crucified, Lawrence wrote in a tweet. We've been marching all around the country, Mr. President. Now we'll bring it to Washington, D.C., stand beside you with a prayer vigil. And believe it or not, that's what they did. They said it's an honor to fight with you for our nation, President. And they had a prayer vigil. Now, Swalwell, that's Eric. This is the guy that was sleeping with the Chinese communist spy with zero accountability. Swalwell insisted that there was a military meeting. She said, I didn't mean we're bringing the cavalry. I didn't ride my horse into Washington. I literally came with a prayer circle. We did not want violence. We wanted peace. But here's the bottom line. They say nobody at the impeachment trial took the time to ask her her meaning or talk to her at all. She could have corrected it, but the image of the tweet, now listen carefully, this is the proof that it was on purpose. The image of her tweet that was displayed for senators had a fake blue check mark on the account. The blue check mark suggests that you have a large certified following. She said, my account doesn't have a blue check mark. I'm not big enough to have a, quote, verified account. Mine's not verified, she said. So, but she said the reason they did this on purpose, or the reason she knows, is because if you have a verified or certified account, if they enter that into the congressional testimony, it's a verified account and it has greater meaning or support in the law. Now, that's very interesting. I don't know how true that is. I haven't researched it. The point, though, is she says they're lying and it's on purpose. What are we going to do? Is there any accountability we can create for this? They're literally shutting down President Trump on a false narrative. They're literally eventually tying even you into the mix, lol. And they're going to do it. And, I don't know where we go, but we have got to stop them.
Yeah. Well, it's going to take individuals at all levels, you know, good men and women, honest men and women at all levels in order to make people accountable. You know, we got to have a few good people in Congress, a few good bureaucrats in the various agencies, a few good people in the courts. I mean, I don't know. Accountability is really starts with the people. Politics is really downstream from culture. So the fact that we have so much corruption in our political class is just evidence that we have corrupted, you know, the citizenry. The citizens, you know, are think about it, you know, that's pretty true. I mean, we're no longer honest with each other. We steal each other's money through taxation, spend it on our own pet projects. I mean, it's all very, very sinister, and it really is evidence, I think, of corruption of the soul of the American people, unfortunately.
I only know one way that we can really create accountability for this. And the only real way that I know is if Americans start to get involved in the voting process and insist on honesty and accountability and transparency with the elections. And in my opinion, that can't even happen at the state level or the federal level. It's got to happen at the local precinct level. And then they need to insist on honest, transparent elections. And then every 2 years, believe it or not, we can replace every member of Congress. Every 2 years, we can replace a third of the Senate. So every 6 years, we could totally have an overturn in the Senate completely as well. And in my opinion, until Americans decide that who represents them matters, we're going to see these power-hungry bureaucrats and their dishonest agenda. And the only way to stop it is to get good, honest people in office. And the only way to do that is to create accountability at the voting box. I know it sounds so elementary and simple, but I do believe that to be the real answer, Lowell. The real, peaceful answer.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, contrary to what H.R. 1 would do, which is in Congress, which would centralize and nationalize our elections, what you're talking about is what I support also, and that's having every precinct in America. You have the three election judges. They're the ones who count the votes. They're the ones who report the vote totals to the county clerk of their respective counties. And because they're the ones doing the counting and watched by poll watchers that very evening, the day on election day, you know that the results are going to be accurate. You know, they might be one off or two off or something. That's possible, I suppose, but I've been a poll watcher, and I've actually watched the process, and I just, you know, if you're methodical, as were the election judges that I watched when I was a poll watcher, they don't make mistakes. They walk carefully ballot by ballot and then just tally up, the votes cast for each of the various candidates, and they keep checking one another as they go so that the number is always accurate. And, of course, it's a paper ballot, so they can always redo it if somebody challenges. They can recount them. Not like these electronic ballots that just get sent overseas, counted by some computer somewhere. So you're exactly right, Sam. We need to take control of the election process in our very own precincts, in our very own counties. If we'll do that, then we can guarantee election integrity. But if we don't do that, then it's pretty much a lost cause.
Amen. All bets are off. And we don't mean to be negative about this, folks, but we do want you to understand that, look, government derives its just power from the consent of the governed. And the way we give our consent is by saying who represents us. All right? That's where the day-to-day decisions are made, etc. And we better take it seriously. Now, the reason that I kind of spent time on that before the first focus article that you've got here today, Lowell, is because when they literally lie in the impeachment trial, all right, the headline from John Whitehead says, "Don't impeach Trump, impeach the deep state for its conspiracy to kill the Constitution." Amen to that reality check. John Whitehead, Rutherford Institute, doing a phenomenal job. But to me, this, get rid of the deep state or impeach the deep state, the way you do that is through the election cycle, sir. The only other way is a violent way, right?
Yeah, I agree.
All right, let's come back and drill into this article a bit, because I think it's really relevant, and I hope that set the stage for his article properly, because I'm telling you right now, he hits it out of the park, as he always does. Quick pause, Lowell Nelson with me, libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net, ronpaulinstitute.com, and what's your favorite organization, Lowell?
Yeah, campaignforliberty.org.
Oh, there you go, campaignforliberty.org in seconds.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. You
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
More than 9,000 recovering COVID-19 patients in New York were released from hospitals into nursing homes during the early days of the pandemic. The infected patients were released to nursing homes under a directive from Governor Andrew Cuomo's office. The new number, as reported by the Associated Press, is 40% higher than what had previously been released by New York officials. President Biden on Thursday slammed President Trump for not doing his job. His complaint is the former president didn't order enough vaccines, he didn't mobilize enough people to administer the shots, and he didn't set up federal vaccine centers where eligible people could go to get their shots. Biden went on to say the U.S. is on track to have enough supply of the vaccine to inoculate 300 million Americans by the end of July. A grand jury declined to indict Buffalo, New York police officers Robert McCabe and Aaron Torgalski on felony assault charges for pushing a 75-year-old Martin Gugino during a Black Lives Matter protest in June of 2020. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest-growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The BBC has been kicked out of communist China. It appears Beijing is upset with the media outlet's coverage of the pandemic and human rights abuses. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
Beijing has been upset with the BBC for its coverage of the pandemic and about China's human rights abuses. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price condemned the actions of Beijing.
We absolutely condemn the PRC's decision to ban BBC World News. The PRC maintains one of the most controlled, most oppressive, least free information spaces in the world. It's troubling that as the PRC restricts outlets and platforms from operating freely in China, Beijing's leaders use free and open media environments overseas to promote misinformation.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The British Broadcasting Corporation is a public service broadcaster headquartered in Westminster, London. This is USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't really forget Campaign for Liberty. I just wanted to try to make sure you remembered it. CampaignForLiberty.org, Lowell Nelson with me, and we're talking about this incredible column by John Whitehead, basically saying, you know what, don't impeach Donald Trump. Impeach the deep state. You know what? American justice is facing a crisis, ladies and gentlemen, with this impeachment trial on Capitol Hill. It is a serious problem. The impeachment trial is motivated by hate, not the law. That's what Matt Staver says of Liberty Counsel, Lowell.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah. And, you know, Whitehead's point is that it's really pushing us towards civil war. You know, the more we are divided as a society, the more we find differences and focus on those differences, the more distance we put between us, the more we separate ourselves from other groups. And, you know, the Black Lives Matter, the Antifa types, they stir up revolutionary feeling among people, and it just gets worse and worse, and it can get out of control if people let it. And, you know, we don't want that. We want peace. But, you know, I think the Congress, by doing what they're doing, is they're just prodding and pushing us towards civil war. And, you know, that's not good. We're better than that. And so, you know, the real danger, Whitehead writes in his article here, the real danger we face comes really from the government, the general government, and the powers that it granted to standing armies to rob, steal, cheat, harass, detain, brutalize, terrorize, torture, and kill American citizens. And they, of course, have immunity, so we can't other dangers we face are like masked invaders on the government payroll who crash through our doors in the dark of the night. They shoot our dogs, terrorize our families. And people on the government payroll who demand absolute obedience to their dictates, their regulations, and so forth. And so, really, the danger is in front, really from greedy, power-hungry bureaucrats on the government payroll who have little to no understanding of their constitutional limits, the surveillance state that grows and grows. And so, anyway, just, I don't know, John Whitehead, I don't know if you talked about his book, Battleground America, but he wrote it a year or two ago, a great book, talking about, you know, really down-to-earth situations about, you know, SWAT raids that go awry, end up killing people or damaging people, and talking about surveillance that ends up surveilling the wrong people and wasting time and money on surveillance that doesn't need to be done, and it's on and on, corrupt courts, corrupt prosecutors, the list goes on and on, and you're right, Sam. The way to stop this is get good people involved, because good people at the local level is the most important thing we can do to take back our turf, take back our freedom, and regain the peace and prosperity that once characterized America. But as you've often said, this cannot happen unless we turn to God, because God is belief in God, faith in God, a powerful inducement on the human conscience, the human psyche, to do what's kind and good and to demonstrate love to your fellow men. If you don't believe in God, then you have less reason to behave yourself and to demonstrate your love for your fellow men. So it's really imperative that we recognize God and that we worship Him and that we obey His commandments if we really want the blessings from His hands that we seek. Sam?
Ladies and gentlemen, this column by John Whitehead is incredible. There's a couple of things that I want to talk about. I want to talk about this. He says, even now, as you mentioned, I want to repeat this, though, folks. Even now, we are being pushed and prodded towards a civil war. Now, if we say that, then they say we're calling for war. That's a lie. So here's what John Whitehead says. Even now, we are being pushed and prodded towards a civil war, not because the American people are so divided, but because that's how the deep state or corrupt governments control a populace, i.e. divide and conquer. Then he goes on and has a fresh proposal. Let's impeach the deep state and its cabal of government operatives from every point along the political spectrum, right, left, center, for conspiring to expand the federal government at the expense of the citizenry. Now, this is really critical to understand. So they're pushing us to a war. We don't want one. They're trying to pretend we're divided. We're really not. And their goal is to control us and use the deep state to do so. And it's coming from the right, left, and the center. John's exactly right about this. And that's why I started out by talking so much about, hey, we got to get control of our elections. If we don't turn to God on an individual and a family basis, and if we don't demand at the localist or the most local level we can possibly do so, which in my mind is the precinct level, if we don't demand honest elections there and turn to our God, there's nothing that can bring this nation back. And I know people are going to go, Sam, you're just so ignorant. You're trying to make, you know, complicated issues simple. It isn't that simple, Sam, they'll say. And I submit to you, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, it is that simple, and John's article doubles down and defends that idea.
Well, he sure does. And you know, based on the amount of corruption around us, we have a lot of work to do. And so we just need to keep at it. It needs to be a way of life. We need to strike a blow in the cause of liberty every day. We need to learn something and then do something. And more people... as more people do that, then the greater strides we can make. But I'm under no illusions that we can change this overnight. Thomas Jefferson said that ground of liberty is to be gained by inches. And so it does take incremental steps toward liberty, but we must advance in that direction. Most surely we must
Well, when you take the time to put good people in office, ladies and gentlemen, look to South Dakota for what happens, Lowell.
Great segue. South Dakota legislature, they have introduced legislation that would allow the state of South Dakota to nullify President Biden's executive orders if it determines they are unconstitutional. The executive board of the Legislative Research Council is talking about South Dakota, may review any executive order issued by the President of the United States if the order has not been affirmed by a vote of the Congress of the United States and signed into law as prescribed by the Constitution of the United States. That's what the bill text reads. Now, this is really harks back to our discussion on Monday, Sam, where we talked about President Biden's executive order with regard to, about Title IX funds going to schools only if they allow transgenders to participate in female athletic events, right? Well, is masking up at the national park. That's what we were discussing. But he has authority over the executive branch of government, but not over anybody else. All law, all legislation must occur in the Congress. None can occur in the executive. None can occur in the judicial branch. But the Constitution is very clear on this. All rulemaking authority is vested in the Congress. And so South Dakota is right on point when they say that unless the order has been affirmed by a vote of the Congress and signed into law, then it can be nullified. It can be rejected.
And this is the point, Lowell, for these leaders to double down on that, to make a statement, for the news to go national about their leadership and their example and their spot-on assessment of what's really happening here is critical. And that's why I kind of backed into this discussion that, hey, we have got to get a handle on our elections. And if you expect the federal government to do it for you, good luck. H.R. 1 and S.1 are bills right now on the hopper to try to take all of our elections, quote, national or federal or whatever you want to call it. We reject that notion entirely, ladies and gentlemen. And so Senator, John Whitehead really, in my opinion, nails it, you know, when he says, hey, let's impeach the deep staters, not Donald Trump. Let's get to the bottom of this. The Donald Trump fiasco is political theater. It's a cabal for them to seize power. We've got to stop it. We've got to impeach these criminals at the top in the deep state, in the swamp, whatever you want to call it. And the elections are the only way that I know we can peacefully do that. And the only way that I know we can peacefully have that happen is if we demand accountability where we could truly guarantee the elections are not fraudulent. Okay, these things tie together. And then when you look at what these people are doing in Dakota, right? In South Dakota, you go, whoa. Now listen carefully. It's the South Dakota legislature, right? So a South Dakota legislature is doing this. That's the right branch of government, which we want to talk about as well. Checks and balances, ladies and gentlemen, vertically and horizontally at work for the solutions in America today. The peaceful solutions, I might add. Lowell Nelson continues in seconds. CampaignForLiberty.org on your radio.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt. And there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country, and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
Ladies and gentlemen, you can't have your Liberty a spectator sport, lol.
No, it's a roll up your sleeves and get to work type of sport. Eternal vigilance, they call it.
John Whitehead spot on this, ladies and gentlemen. And I really think the biggest way the deep state is doing this to us, meaning abusing us and everything else, is this. Right now, it's the lies they're telling. So I started out with the lies. They're lying on Capitol Hill about Trump. They play the parts of his statements that, when taken out of context, make him look violent. They jettison the call for peace and call for patriotism and this kind of stuff. They literally lie and claim that a girl that was trying to create a, what do they call this thing? A Calvary? What's that? The difference between a cavalry and a cavalry? What is it?
Cavalry.
Yeah.
Is a bunch of horsemen who make forms cavalry, and then cavalry, of course, is where. Yeah.
Cavalry to cavalry. Right, very, very close. But they did it on purpose, and the proof in the pudding is they also played games with her account. She didn't have a blue check mark on her account, but they showed it on their video in the trial as if she did, and this was a maybe not doctored by the deliverer, but manipulated intentionally by somebody. So these lies are how they do everything in the modern world to abuse us and deceive us, from prosecuting Donald Trump to trying to dupe legislative bodies all across the country. Thank heavens for the South Dakota legislative body saying, hey, we're going to review these executive orders. They come from the wrong branch. They obliterate the federal government from the state, separation of powers, etc., and it's got to be stopped, and thank heavens for South Dakota's leadership. But they're also lying about the deaths of the elderly who recovered from the COVID-19 but died after the vaccinations. There's questions being raised by the astute in the media, lol.
That's right, Sam, but even before jumping to that topic, I should mention one other thing. I read this article about Florida. I don't remember where. I can't pull it up right offhand. I just remember, though, that DeSantis is, is sort of bucking the trend. And Biden is wondering if he could blockade Florida. And, Florida is not masking up and shutting down the way Biden wants the whole country to do so. Florida is beginning to follow the example of South Dakota, and so Biden is actually thinking about, well, according to this news story anyway, thinking about blockading Florida. In other words, not letting, flights come into the rest of the country from Florida. Basically, just put a blockade there so you can't travel to and from Florida, and he talks all about unity, but everything he does is directly opposite of that. And so I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. I'm glad that DeSantis has a little bit of backbone, and I hope the Florida legislature will back him up on that, and they'll continue to use common sense in what they do. But the general government has no authority to blockade like that. That's basically committing war. That's an act of treason. Treason, as defined in the Constitution, is warring, is an act of war against the state, one or more of the states. And so if the general government is going to put a blockade around Florida, that's basically declaring a war on the state of Florida, and that's treason. And anybody who does that ought to be deposed for, you know, high crimes and misdemeanors, you know, for treason. Really, they do that. Basically what Abraham Lincoln did when he started a war against South Carolina and the other states that had withdrawn from the Union. He committed war. He committed treason against those states because he actually went to war with the states, which is the very definition of treason. But I'm far afield. Sorry for the digression there. Just thought that was interesting that Biden is thinking about blockading Florida.
Well, it's hard to know where to go from here, ladies and gentlemen, because really it's all, in my opinion, perpetuated by lies, and then government and media compounding those lies by becoming, what do they call it, lie super spreaders, lol? I mean, really, yeah. 90% of the problems we face is because the truth is not being told, okay? You literally have, what's this guy named Cuomo? Mm-hmm. All right, he just got caught. Did you know that?
The New York governor?
Yeah. Cuomo aide admits they faked nursing home death data so the feds wouldn't find out. They blatantly admit to it right now while this is coming out, while we're talking about myths or deaths of elderly happening from the COVID-19. Now we find out the Cuomo aide admits that nursing home data was faked so the feds wouldn't find out. Okay, are these people going to go to prison, Lol? Are we just going to go, I was scared too, sorry.
Well, and in the CDC there's a new study that said that it has pointed out the CDC has inflated COVID fatalities by 600%. You know, 1,600%. What did I say, 600?
Yeah, it's 1,600.
1,600%.
I have the headline right here. Headline says, study finds CDC inflated COVID numbers by 1,600%, concludes that health authorities violated the laws, federal law, etc. Art Moore with the piece, WND.com. You're right as rain, lol.
Yeah. So you think about that, 100% is like double, right? So 1,000% is like 10 times as much. And so this is 16 times more than it should be. So basically, if they said that 16 people died, then really only one person died. That's how bad they inflated the number. 1,600% means 16 to 1. So, you know, if they said 1,600 people died, then truth be told, it's really only 10 people died. That's how bad it is. Crazy. Oh, man. Well, and another thing that the CDC did, by the way, is that they advised testers, PCR test scientists or, you know, pathologists, whatever they are, interns, I don't know who runs these tests, runs the PCR test, but they decided to lower the cycle threshold from whatever it was, 45 or whatever, down to like 30. And, of course, you and I both know that's going to result in fewer positive tests because the higher the number, then the more likely it is you'll get a false positive. So now instead of, you know, and I think they wanted to do this because they wanted to show that, oh, the vaccines are having them see what they're making such a nice difference, all these vaccines that people are. It's just a smoke and mirrors show, Sam. It is smoke and mirrors. This so-called vaccine is basically hormone therapy or gene therapy. It is certainly not a vaccine. It doesn't keep you from contracting the disease. And so really, it's illegal for the CDC to even call it a vaccine. So they're lying. Every time they open their mouth, Sam, I think they're lying.
Well, and that's the problem is you can't trust anything they say. So we hear these death numbers, and we find out the CDC inflates at 1,600%, We then find out Cuomo lied about the numbers and death. I mean, that was New York. It was ground zero. Everybody was dying left and right. Now we found out those numbers are fraudulent. Now we find out people are dying from the vaccines. Anybody who brings up death rates from the vaccines and or side effects from the vaccines is simply shut down in any social media or any ability to tell the tale. This is becoming serious. It's all based on the manipulated fake news lies they're telling, and no one's stopping them. So we've got to have an honest press that'll report the truth, and that's becoming so rare indeed, it's shocking.
And it underscores the importance of having honest people in your county clerk's office, in your county coroner's office, in your county assessor's office. Where are the death certificates handled? Well, they're handled at the county. County level, right? So the county seat handles all that. So, you know, if you ever doubt the CDC's numbers, you should be able to contact the county, I don't know if it's county clerk, but county, I don't know, coroner's office, if he's the guy. I don't know where these records are stored. I was called the county clerk. But you should be able to contact the county clerk in all 29 counties in the state of Utah, come up with accurate death numbers. And I bet that the CDC's numbers for Utah or the Worldometer numbers for Utah are vastly overstated. Just my guess.
I don't know how to respond to this. The lies are just epic and everywhere. And I guess I'm saying that part of this radio program's mission is to expose the lies. That's why we call it news the networks refuse to use. How many networks are willing to say, hey, Cuomo faked the numbers and lied and got caught or admitted to it? How many people are willing to tell you the CDC fudged the numbers 1,600%? How many people are willing to tell you the things that we're talking about with regards to the sham impeachment trial? How many people are willing to put all this together in a way that you realize it's just a big old lie straight from Satan designed to take away your liberty? Okay, how many people are willing to blatantly tell you that, huh? And I submit not many, lol.
Not many. But thankfully, you to our Sam Liberty Roundtable is willing to stand boldly and talk about the truth, expose these liars. I mean, we're to waste and, you know, wear out our lives in bringing to light the hidden things of darkness. And the more we do that, and the more chance we have of saving the republic, restoring the freedoms we've lost, and preserving those that we still have, Sam. So hats off to Liberty Roundtable for all that you do, making this possible. We can talk about the truth right here on Liberty Roundtable. What is it, 6 days a week, 2 hours every day, 6 days a week? Nothing but the truth. News the networks refuse to use right here on Liberty Roundtable, Sam.
Wow. Now, I don't know where to go with this, except for to encourage people to do the same things, lol. And it's kind of almost like a broken record, it feels like. I'm saying, hey, turn to God, turn to your family, understand the reality of your country. We got a constitutional republic. You can have that wonderful experiment that the founders gave their lives for, if you can keep it. And you can keep it only based on it's meant for a moral and a religious people. And then I say we got to have transparency in elections and we got to have real news telling folks the truth. Simple building blocks. I was thinking about writing a book about it. The problem is the book could be about a page long for the solutions, lol.
It doesn't take much. They're pretty simple, straightforward.
I don't know. Everybody wants to build a new mousetrap, but I submit to you that all we got to do is restore the republic. And it's got to be done by a good, honest, moral people who want accountability and transparency, and people who are willing to live the truth and take action to defend their liberties. It doesn't take a ton of work, but it takes enough of us to carry the heavy load. Greater numbers make heavy loads light, is the point. Lowell, my friend, thank you so much, sir. Godspeed.
You're welcome,
talk to you
Sam.
Monday.
Okay.
Thank you. There he goes. Lowell Nelson, Campaign for Liberty, always doing a phenomenal job on your radio. Scott Bradley, the good doctor, next. This is Liberty Roundtable. LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word.